Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to talk a little more about fishing than we normally do today, and I'm very excited to finally be able to arrange both of our schedules, really, and introduce to you one of our new sponsors. We've talked about it on our social media a little bit, but this is Yes Bay Lodge, and our new good friend, Ryan Martinez. And I've heard about Ryan for several years from my dentist, who goes up there quite often, Dr. Gary Rads. And he said, Scott, you and Ryan have got to get connected. This would be a terrific place for Colorado to hear more about. So with that, Ryan Martinez, how are you, my friend?
Doing very good, very good. Currently on the road in California, marketing for Yes Bay.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have been pretty busy since we got together at the International Sportsman's Expo back in January here in Denver.
Yes, we have been. We kick it off there at the first of the year in Denver for our first sports show, and then we'll finish off in Scottsdale, Arizona. But everywhere in between, as far as Sacramento, Portland, Puyallup, is where we target. So big following on the West Coast.
Well, let's kind of start at the beginning and everything, since your first time with us, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, your background and how you got involved with Yes Bay Lodge. I mean, I know it's family owned and operated now for 40 years, but let's tell us a little history about yourself and then a little bit about history about the lodge.
Absolutely. Well, so I grew up in northern Arizona, a real outdoorsy-oriented type of person with the fishing, the hunting, the hiking, just the whole outdoors lifestyle. And I actually met my wife, Nikki, who is third generation of the Yes Bay Lodge legacy, about, 8 years ago, on the island of Maui in Hawaii.
Wow.
And we hit it off. We started dating then and there, and she introduced me to the lodge at that time, where she is still the executive chef, and I was handling the bar. And to have this progress to where we are now running the lodge, the operations managers, it is quite a blessing to be able to continue this 40-year family legacy, and let alone have me be involved in such an operation of this stature.
Well, and as I mentioned, Gary Rad speaks very, very highly, and He uses words like a true family atmosphere at the lodge. You know, if you're looking for that type deal, that atmosphere is great there. And if you want to be a few buddies to come or whatever the case, but a husband and wife is great, or a few buddies. He said, boy, it's just a great setting for whatever your needs may be.
It is. It's truly one of the few lodges who offer the type of service and the dynamics that we do. You know, we only accommodate to a limit of 24 people, and our staff number is 25. So you can imagine the individualized attention from the boat all the way up to the lodge as far as the experience for all of our guests. And being a family-owned and operated deal, we take that serious as far as to open our doors to the many families throughout the country and the husbands and wives and the groups of buddies that come through. And it's very special to them, being that it's a one guide per two guest ratio from our 20-foot covered boat. So, you know, they get to meet the guide, they get to know the guide, and once again, they have that individualized attention from the fishing, the boat, to the lodge. And so it's very, very special for all of our guests who come in to Yes Bay.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the location and exactly where you're located.
Well, we are actually located in one of the most abundant fishing grounds in the southeast area. You could say our fishing grounds are literally our own, being that we're in such a remote, secluded area. You don't have any other town boats, let alone any other outfit, for a 40-mile radius. So you can figure that when you head on out to the fishing grounds, you're only seeing the boats that launch from the dock there at Yes Bay, and you're fishing all species in very calm and protected waters. That's for your halibut, that's for your rock fishing, your cod fishing. We have all five species of salmon run right in our direct area.
Wow.
Along with getting the guests set up with crab and shrimp pots. So you're talking some serious fishing when you come up to the lodge, let alone being able to maximize your species and your time while doing it. You know, being in calm, protected inside waters, it's only a 20 to 30 minute boat running time from the lodge, let alone, you know, you have all those species literally in our front yard. So it's quite a fishery for Yes Bay.
Man, that's amazing. And I tell you, your website, I want everybody to check it out, yesbay.com. You know, a lot of great information there, but then the video there, I don't know if I've seen any produced better than what's on your website, that video. But just the scenery alone around the lodge is amazing.
Well, that video was produced by one of our past guides, and he is a true, true advocate for salmon fishing, let alone Yes Bay Lodge. And for him to produce that video for us, I feel that he really expresses and conveys the type of family setting we have, let alone just the whole overall experience of Yes Bay. And it truly is a genuine, authentic type of family video that we have.
Right. Now, let's talk about the experience of different people that come there. I'm sure you get the people that are very, very experienced fishermen or fisherwomen, but anglers out there. But what about people that say, you know, I've always wanted to come to Alaska, but, you know, man, I don't even know some of the names of the fish he just mentioned. I mean, are you looking just for experienced type people, or can you make everybody feel comfortable?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's from the novice to the well-seasoned type of fisherman. And, you know, more for the novice fishermen, we have all fully licensed professional captains. So when the novice fisherman comes in, the guide is there to set them up for success, have them, you know, feel comfortable while handling all the gear and just having a great time doing it. So with that being said, the Coast Guard captains are there to set them up for success, make them feel comfortable once again. And for the novice fishermen, you really don't have to worry about much because we get you up to knowledge with the species of fish, mm-hmm. where you're going to be going, how you're going to be fishing. And that even applies for the fisherwomen, as you said, Scott. It's very comfortable for all the ladies considering that five-star accommodations, it's their own boat, it's their own guide. And they're with a lovely family, and they're in very good hands.
Our guest is Ryan Martinez, Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com. The number 907-225-7906, 907-225-7906. And I know you run some show specials and things like that, and don't want to make it real complicated, but is there some show special that you're currently doing that we could offer our listeners here on Sportsman of Colorado?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are currently holding a four-night, three-full-day fishing package at a rate of $26.95 per person. And that is an all-inclusive package. That is going to be your fully guided saltwater or freshwater trips, your float plane transportation to and from the lodge, all of your meals, the outfitting of all tackle and rain gear, personal accommodations, and, you know, most importantly, your fish processing, which can get very, very big at some times of the summer. And so these are all inclusive packages we offer.
Wow, that's a great value, I'm telling you. You go to a lot of these shows and these trips are, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. And so for $26.95, again, that's 4 nights, 3 days, all inclusive. Now, you mentioned salt and fresh water. So talk a little bit about that and how that's orchestrated.
Well, you know, once again, being in such a close proximity of where we operate from the lodge, we actually are located on a mile and a half freshwater stream known as Wolverine Creek, and that goes up to a freshwater lake known as Lake McDonald. And so you're able to target your Dolly Varden, your cutthroat, and your rainbow trout all in the same day of your saltwater fishing. And as well, being that we own our personal float planes, we're able to access these alpine lakes all in our area for the trophy freshwater fishing.
Wow.
So the spectrum for our guests is just unbelievable. So they're able to really choreograph and orchestrate each and every day they're at the lodge to their liking and to their benefit.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing. And watching the video, and, you know, and I kind of got to go back to that because so many times there's a lot of promotional pieces on websites, but it really doesn't make you just like, I have got to go there. And boy, that video really puts it. When you see that float plane land, and you know, I'm really looking forward to our trip out there. I know Kevin Flesh and his wife looking forward, and we're looking forward to being out there at the end of July with you. And it is just an amazing, you know, scene, and it just looks like a tremendous experience. And that's why Dr. Rad said, Scott, you and Ryan have got to get together and get out there. So, and as you mentioned, this is a real personal type deal. It's not a deal where there's 50 people in a lodge and 8 people in a boat and everybody's trying to get room to cast. I mean, you got your one guide and usually 2 people in a boat, right?
Correct. Okay. And it's all private dining room tables, private accommodations. It's a very social place as far as when everybody's together. But once again, we like to keep it very intimate, very, very private with the guests' trip, not throw you into a big, big dining hall, and let alone a bigger boat where everybody has to, I guess, choreograph and schedule on each other's time, whereas, you know, you have your trip, you're choreographing it to your needs.
Absolutely. Our guest again is Ryan Martinez of Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com. Highly recommend you go to that website, 907-225-7906. And if you're just joining us, Ryan just offered us a tremendous special for our listeners. It's a 4-night, 3-day, all-inclusive trip for $26.95. And that includes all the fishing, the fish processing, all the tackle. I mean, really, you need the clothes that you wear, and that's about it, right?
Correct. Yeah, you
you guys
with a little piece of luggage, your toothbrush, and your toiletries, and we cover everything else from there.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, Ryan, hang on with us. We got to take a short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. When we come back, we're going to visit with Ryan Martinez a little bit more about Yes Bay Lodge. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
It's springtime, and that means it's time to get outside and enjoy your favorite activities. Stack Optical wants you to see your best this year with their Stack Sports Pack. The Stack Sport Pack includes different prescription lenses that click easily into durable frames. It's like having multiple pairs of glasses in one pack. Each lens can be customized to your activities, hunting, golfing, biking, boating, you name it. You can optimize your sight for your favorite sports and improve your performance. Protect your eyesight from harmful UV rays and see better than ever while you're outdoors with the Stack Sport Pack. To maximize your sight for all your activities, call now for their $69 complete eye exam available Monday through Saturday. Once you go to Stack, you'll keep coming back. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 or visit their website, stackoptical.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
John Rush, during the Afternoon Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thanks for so much for joining us. Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com. 907-225-7906. And if you're just joining our show today, Actually got to finally meet Ryan this last January at our International Sportsman's Expo, and he came highly recommended to me. And, you know, when we're very careful about those. We just say, hey, this is a great place, and we endorse them and all. Let everybody know, and just being clear with everybody, we haven't been there yet, but all the different testimonials that I have heard have just been outstanding. And as Ryan just mentioned, five-star accommodations, and we're going to get into that here in just a minute in the second segment. But if you're looking for something a little different, maybe you, you know, have been a lot of different places, maybe you've been, even been to Alaska before, I promise you this will be like no other experience. And at the special Ryan just offered us at $26.95, it's a four-night, three-day, all-inclusive trip. It includes everything. Now, I guess we still have to buy our own license, I want to be clear. Correct, Ryan?
That is going to be, not include your fishing license. That right. is a $55 per person, and that we will take care of that at the lodge upon arrival for all of our guests.
Okay. But all the fish processing, all that's included, and so a terrific, terrific value. I was just at a Safari Club International Banquet here in Colorado Springs on Saturday, and I saw some trips in Alaska go for $8,000 or $9,000. So $26.95. Again, you can go to yesbay.com for more information. The number 907-225-7906. So now, let's talk about, we'll just take from Denver here. So we fly from Denver here to Anchorage and then to Ketchikan. And then what happens after that?
Well, actually, Scott, you're going to be flying from Denver into Seattle.
Seattle.
And Seattle directly into Ketchikan.
Oh, that's right.
You know, a lot of people have that conception of that. They got to travel all the way north to Anchorage and then fly all the way back down. But it's a 90-minute flight from Seattle. So it's a very easy, accessible journey. When we were there in January, I believe it was about $550, $600 round trip with Alaska Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is very, very doable and, once again, accessible for a lot of our clientele and many of our new guests.
And you know what? We were fortunate enough to find less than $400 round trip from Denver for our trip.
Yeah, well, you know what? We actually just had a route for Delta Airlines open up last year. So there are a few options for our guests to be able to take different airlines. A lot of people have the Delta miles, let alone the Alaska Airline miles, and a lot of those get utilized for these trips.
Sure, sure. So we fly into Ketchikan there, and then that's where you'll pick us up.
That's correct.
Then we get another, what I think is an awesome flight, because that's in a float plane, you say.
Yeah. We operate with Pirate Airworks, which is our private company and our personal planes. So, you know, when the guests arrive there at the airport, we have our pilots and our planes all staged there. They're helping them get their bag, bringing them down to the plane, and then they fly out from the airport directly. If you're familiar with Ketchikan, we actually are on a separate island from the airport. So a lot of guests who come in, they have to take the water ferry taxi from the airport side to the Ketchikan side, which can be a hassle at times. So we eliminate that altogether. The 20-minute float plane ride, and it's truly, truly when the adventure begins.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we're coming there to fish and all that, but what's just some of the other wildlife, maybe for those that may or just really want to take some great pictures and all that? What are some of the other wildlife you may see while visiting Yess Bay?
Well, you know, being where we're located at, we are on the mainland of Alaska, so you have the chance of seeing brown and black bears, wolf, black-tailed deer, marten, mink, otter. And then when you're out in the channel fishing, you have the chance to see humpbacks, grays, and always the popular orca whale, which are always, always fun to see. We actually have a resident whale. We call him Crooked Finn, and he's been in our area for 25 years. So the wildlife and the chance to see these kinds of animals are quite abundant out there for you.
Wow, that sounds so amazing. And then what about other outside activities? I know we're not at Disneyland or something, you know, we're your remote area there, but what are some other activities that may be available if someone wants to get into something else?
No, I get asked that a lot, especially for the husband and wife guests. They They want to experience a little bit more being a first time to Alaska. So I'm able to offer them hikes up to natural hot springs in a deep remote forest. Always, always a great excursion. Wow. And then also I have a salmon hatchery in our area. And that would entail me taking you over to the hatchery, docking up. You're walking about the salmon hatchery and seeing how they produce these natural runs back to the area. And also, they have a bear watching area where you have the chance to see 1 to 20 black bears at a time feeding on chum salmon. And the photographic opportunities there are just insane.
Wow, that sounds so cool. Now, what about, do you ever have people that maybe, you know, dad wants to bring a couple of boys with him and things like that? So what about for children? Are you set up really for kids?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And with that being said, you know, on top of that show special package, we honor any of the youngins from, oh gosh, 4 to 7 years old at no cost. And so I have a lot of fathers come up and they're concerned with, you know, the packages for the children and so forth. And so we offer youth rates, but at the same time set up to be able to accommodate the youngins. Always love to see them catch, have sure. a little spinner rod, go down to the dock and catch their first little trout, you know, on their own. And you literally see it change within their eye, that glint of them becoming a fisherman. You can see it start right then and there.
I bet. And boy, nothing more than we need to keep our kids involved in the outdoors, whether that be hunting, fishing, whatever. Just get them out of the house and get them. And, you know, boy, the memories that will live with that child forever.
Oh, God. And, you know, speaking, you know, on Gary's behalf, you know, I've seen his daughter and his son, and I believe it's going to be his other daughter that's coming up this year. But to see those kids fish and catch 20, 25-pound, 30-pound king salmon, your halibut, your rockfish. I mean, to have the smile on their face when they come back in after that day of fishing is priceless.
Right. Our guest is Ryan Martinez. Ryan's the general manager of Yes Bay Lodge. Check out the website. Again, great website. There's a video on there you need to watch. $26.95, 4-night, 3-day, all-inclusive. Just about the only thing you have to do is get a license for $55, which you can do that right there. But all the fishing equipment there is there for you, the fish processing, all of that for $26.95. And again, it's yesbay.com. You can call 907-225-7906. Now, when we talk about the fish processing, what's involved in, how's that in getting back? I mean, do we freeze it there? And then what's the usual charges then on getting that back with our luggage?
Well, what we're going to do is every day you come in off of that boat, we're going to have the fish processed right before your eyes. It's all vacuum sealed where the bag is labeled with your last name, dated, and the species type. And then it'll be put into our flash freezer where it's flash frozen through in and through out. And then come to the end of your stay, we'll be packaging that into a Wetlock airline approved box. And depending on how many boxes you have, we're going to weigh each box to a 50-pound weight to where the guest isn't having any overweight charges when they get to the airport.
Sure.
And you're just going to treat that box as a check-in luggage, where it's cool. $25 with Alaskan Airlines for the first 2 pieces of luggage.
Okay. Man, I tell you, that's a great value. And, boy, just to think of all the fresh fish, I mean, that's awesome. It really is. Now, talk about some of the, I don't know if records would be the right deal. Talk about some of the larger fish you caught and what's been some of the great experiences.
Well, this last year, and it always seems to happen on 4th of July. It's just the magical day when we see the trophies come out. Last year, on 4th of July, we had a 45.8-pound king salmon. Now, these are saltwater salmon that you're catching from the boat, so you can imagine the brightness of this fish. They get the name Cromer for a reason. They are just gleaming coming from the open ocean and very aggressive and very active on the end of the pole. And then the year before that, on 4th of July, once again, we had a 208-pound halibut, literally at the mouth of our bay, which is a 5-minute destination from the lodge. So you can imagine the types of fishing, that the big fish that we get on the inside area there. A lot of people have that question. If we do get those big fish on the inside waters and not having to travel to the outside. So it's there's some trophies out there to be caught. And then also you have a good 15, 16 pound yellow eye being caught yearly. And that is a slob of a rockfish.
Well, I tell you, we're looking forward to July. Now, I think we're coming out July 25th. What are some of the species that will be available then quite a bit?
Well, you're going to be getting into the heart of the spawning halibut season. That's when they move up into the shallows to start doing their spawning, and you tend to see a peak of halibut bite happen during that time, along with your king fishing, your pink, your chums, your rock fishing, crabbing, shrimping, as well world-class trout fishing for the freshwater during that time, because the salmon haven't hit the river yet. So you still have the whole variety to fish for, from the freshwater to the saltwater.
Well, Ryan, I tell you, we're excited, and we are equally as excited to have you as a partner with us here on Sportsman of Colorado, and we will certainly do all we can to get the word out. And then I'm sure once we return from that, it will be even a greater testimonial. But like I say, I certainly trust all the people of Dr. Gary Rads, my dentist that's been there several times, and others that we've heard just tremendous, tremendous things about Yes Bay Lodge. So we look forward to it. And again, thank you for your time today, and thank you for your partnership with Sportsman of Colorado.
Thank you. We're looking forward to hosting you guys this summer, and looking forward to speaking to the people of Colorado about Yes Bay.
All right. That's Ryan Martinez, Yes Bay Lodge, yesbay.com, 907-225-7906, 907-225-7906, 2695, 4 night, 3 day, all-inclusive, all your fishing, fish processing, your lodging, your transportation, getting you from Ketchikan to the lodge, all that's covered in that for $26.95, but you got to call now, 907-225-7906. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Whatley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis. Weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. I tell you, this is a great sponsor for us for our Sportsman of Colorado radio show. And we haven't got to talk to them in a while, and that's been my fault, but I wanted to get her on today, and that is Patty Paddock with the Outdoorsman Attic. How are you, Patty?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I have one of your other great customers in. I guess I'll classify myself as one, I guess, when I do that. But Dan Howland is with us, too, sitting in studio with us today. So Dan is with us as well.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Patty. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, Dan's a great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He sure
is. We've known him for about 4 years.
Right.
So, yeah.
He told me he just picked up another weapon recently.
Yes, he did. He did.
Yeah. So the Outdoorsman Attic, this is a family-owned store, a great store, something that's really you don't see a lot of. And it is a consignment store for the outdoors. So anything from, you know, hunting, firearms, your licenses, of course, you can get there, camping gear, fishing gear. They've got it all. And a recent move now, boy, time flies. How long have we had the new location now?
Well, next month in April. Actually, it will be 1 year.
Wow. So now they were on South Broadway. They're located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue. Used to be the Camera Trader building, if you're familiar with that area. The back of the store faces Hamden there. They're just right off that service road, 2650 West Hamden. Now, if you pick up your Sportsman of Colorado resource guide, and you can do that by just going online to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. You can click on Resource Guide. They put some fabulous coupon offers in there. They have $10 for a firearm transfer, and that's one per customer. Also, they got a 20% off purchase. Now, that excludes firearms, ammo, and non-consigned items, but that's 20% off. And then 20% off of any single fishing item. So tell us, just for all the people, and we don't have to get into all the specifics how the consignment works, but just tell us kind of your process.
Okay. They bring it in. It should be in good working condition. If they have an old tent, make sure it doesn't smell like dirty diapers. You know, if you put away a tent wet, it will smell. But anyway, bring it in, and if they know what they paid for it or what they're trying to get out of it, we will work with them. Otherwise, we do the research, and we sell the items for them. It is it starts at 50-50 split, up to $100. If we sell the item for more, they would get more. It's a graduating scale.
Okay.
But, of course, firearms are totally separate. We just take a 15% commission on any firearms that we sell for them.
Right.
And
that's a very fair,
Yes, that is, it's probably standard, pretty standard. There are higher, but and we never lower their prices on a firearm unless we have permission from the consignor. Or if they get an offer, then we call up the consignor and say, hey, we have an offer on this Remington, you know, and this is what it is. And they can say yay or nay. It's
Absolutely. Totally
up to them.
And, you know, with all of our laws now with guns, I'm telling you, this is the safest way to do it, is just do consignment. If you do have a buyer for a weapon already and you want to go into the store, they can handle all that paperwork, and you want to make sure you do that legally. Don't open yourself up for a problem. For the few dollars it costs, it's very well worth it. And in my opinion, you're going to get more for your products that you're trying to sell. And you may say, well, gosh, I have to give up 50%. Well, again, that's on up to $100, and then she can explain the rest when you come to the store. But they're going to get you more money. This is a store setting. It's a nice store. It's going to be displayed properly. And I'm just not a big fan of Craigslist. It is such a scam, and so many people get ripped off, and we've seen just horrible things happen with Craigslist. So I'm a big fan of just taking it to a nice store, and you know you can trust them. You get your own bidder number, kind of what I call it, where
we can consignor number.
Where we can check in online, and that's a great feature, and just to kind of see what's going on and get it built up to so much, then you can go back in and buy more. Dan, that's what we like to do, right?
Yes, you can buy more, or you can just cash out, and I give you cash.
Right.
You know, but a lot of guys say, how much is in my account? Okay, well, when I reach X amount of dollars, I want to order this gun, or I want to order, something else. And that's fine. We do have new items, too, in the store. We have a lot of camping items, and we have kayaks. And, of course, we have live bait. And we have a bait card where you buy 11 dozen of whatever, minnows, shiners, worms, and the 12th dozen is free. So that's a little, so that's a little incentive to keep your little green card,
right?
And buy the bait from us.
So Dan, just as a customer, and you've been shopping there for a number of years now, give us your feeling on just the store and how it works.
These people will turn into family in a heartbeat.
Oh no, they already have.
Absolutely love Patty and Bill and Billy, and that they do everything right and they know how to treat their customers. And it's, you feel like you're walking into your own place when you walk into that store.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. So again,
thank you.
Kayaks are there. And boy, now that canoe that's down in the basement right now, I just was down there yesterday and saw that. Tell us a little bit about that, because I believe it was around $3,000, but that's probably a great buy at that canoe.
It is. It is, because it comes with all the seats and the oars and or paddles, I should say. And it's wooden. It's a beautiful wooden canoe. And I believe if you were to purchase it today at a store other than ours, it would be over $4,000.
Wow.
And right now it's, you know, $3,000. And it has one little scratch on the bottom. I think the gentleman that consigned it used it maybe twice.
Yeah, I mean, it does not look used at all.
And boy,
the finish on it is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's a gorgeous canoe. And if you don't have a place to keep a hard canoe like that, of course we have those Aquaglide kayaks. They're blow up, and which is really nice. And we have some really good specials going on with the kayaks the month of March. So you can get 10% off the kayak or a free paddle and pump.
Wow, so,
Because it's, you know, it's snowing. Well, it's going to snow again tomorrow, but it is springtime. And, you know, next week it could be 70. And before you know it, it's time to go play in the water. You know, whether you're drowning worms or you know, kayaking or whatever you're doing.
Right.
So, yeah, everybody needs to clean out their stuff and bring it in.
Absolutely. And again, to me, you're going to get a lot more value for it. It'll be displayed nice. And when we talk about outdoors, we want to make sure we understand we're not talking about sporting equipment, different things like that.
No, no golf.
Yeah.
No golf or tennis.
Right.
No,
We are talking, your kayaks, tents, knives, camp cooking gear, clothing, hunting clothing, hunting and fishing items, even vintage gear they will take there. And they will take care of you. And then also licenses. We can get our licenses there.
Oh, yes. Yes, your hunting or your fishing licenses. And for those people that don't realize it, April 1st, you have to have your new fishing license. And we can sell them now. But March 31st is the end of 2015's fishing license. So,
okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And, Patty, it's great. As Dan said, to have somebody you can trust when you bring things in. And you, one thing I like, too, is how you guys help manage the pricing. Because sometimes I think we've all seen that customer where they feel like that pair of boots is worth $300 because that's what they paid for them. And there may not be. So you guys help. And you know what? Hey, let's be honest. You're there to sell stuff. You don't want to sit with a pair of boots there that are marked $300 when they should be $180. So you're there to sell stuff. And it's just a big benefit for everyone because, boy, you get great deals. Now, I have found things in there that I didn't ever feel like were ever used. I mean, just great condition. How about you, Dan?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, and boy, just terrific condition and saved a lot of money from going to big box stores.
Some really neat nostalgic stuff, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there are also some consigners that don't think their stuff is worth much. And so we have to enlighten them the other way and say, oh, yes, it's not worth a dollar. It's worth $10. We do have those consigners, too. They just want to get rid of it, and they do not want to deal with people calling up and not showing up or, you know, lowering the price as soon as they show up with cash and putting pressure on them to sell their item.
Right.
And that's basically why we opened up the store, because our son had done that and gotten really frustrated with people not showing up and not wanting to pay what.
And you just don't even know nowadays. I mean, with taking checks, cashier's checks, or, you know, someone comes there and robs you. I mean, there's just so many things that can go wrong. So
That's our advice
is the Outdoorsman Attic. It is your adventure in the outdoor gear consignment store, your one-stop shop for all your outdoor needs, located 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. And again, if you'll go on our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, there's some great coupons in there on the resource guide on page 18 of that. And then let's run through your hours real quick. Now, Monday through Friday, you're 10 to 6.
Correct.
And then Saturdays, 9 to 4.
Saturday, 9 to 4. And if you see a vehicle parked in front before 10 o'clock, we're open.
Coffee's on, right?
That coffee's on. You know, the dogs might be running around, right, and so we'll lock them up. But, no. Feel free to come in anytime you see a vehicle in front.
All right. Well, Patty, thank you, and thank you, and Bill and Billy, for all your support for Sportsman of Colorado, and we really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Dan and I will get by and see you soon. All right.
Okay.
That's Patty Paddock, Outdoorsman Attic. Again, 2650 West Hamden. Their number is, let me find it here, 303-781-3626, 303-781-3626. You can check out their website, outdoorsmanattic.com. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant, tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thanks for joining us today. Last week, we were over in Sandy, Utah, just right out of Salt Lake City for the 2016 International Sportsman's Expo. We were there on behalf of our friends over at Bushman's Quiver, Quality African Safaris. And Made some new friends, met some new company owners there, and one that was a great conversation I got to have, and we got to tape an interview with a gentleman by the name of Weston Clark for Dual Game Calls. And you'll need to check out their website and all, and we'll give you all that information right here on the interview. But I wanted to bring you that conversation from last week, live from the International Sportsman's Expo.
Really wanted to come and try to meet some new vendors and meet some new folks, and came across one great booth, Dual Game Calls, and Mr. Weston Clark. How are you, sir?
Man, it's a gorgeous day here in Sandy, Utah. Walking in, seeing that sunshine gives you that spring fever, Scott.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, I'm a few booths away from you and heard all the great calls. So before we get into you actually demonstrating some calls for us, give us a little history about Dual Game Calls.
Well, you know that what sets us apart from everybody else out there is our patented dual chamber technology, which is throat and nasal. You know, if I'm sitting here talking to you doing this interview, if I plug my nose, well, you go, man, that boy's sick. I'm probably not going to shake his hand after this interview.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is all these years, we've been calling that a one tube, one chamber, one hole. We've actually been calling with a cold because it's anatomically incorrect. Elk don't talk that way. Deer don't talk that way. Scott, we don't talk that way.
Mm-hmm. So now dualgamecalls.com is where folks can go to. Is that the right website for you?
You betcha. Dualgamecalls.com.
Okay, D-U-E-L, not the D-U-A-L. D-U-E-L, gamecalls.com. And again, we're going to go through quite a few calls here. If it takes up a couple of segments, that's going to be fine because, again, being able to listen from a few booths over, heard some great, great calls. So let's talk a little bit about that technology that goes into calls, because let's be honest, you go to a lot of shows like this, there are several booths with calls. What makes you guys different?
Well, we're actually the next generation of calls out there because of our patented technology being the most anatomically accurate, vocally realistic than any other call on the market. Because again, it's all about having that throat and nasal. So you take that 4.5, 5.5 year old bull that's been in the game, at 8.5 year old cow, that 4.5, 5.5 year old buck, they can tell. They absolutely can tell. We've been saying for years that these animals have got more call shy and more call wise. Well, the reason is we haven't been speaking the language because we're talking out of one tube, one chamber, one hole. Again, Scott, that's anatomically incorrect.
Okay. Well, let's break open a few packages here and tell us what we're going to be hearing.
We're going to start with the elk call. It's our 17-inch elk bugle. Great pack bugle, great backcountry bugle. But it's one of the simplest bugles to be able to use. My biggest pet peeve over the years has been that the average elk bugle is too hard for the average person to use. They end up buying one, Scott, and it doesn't work, and they put it in a corner with the other three, and they buy a cheap cow call.
Sure.
Okay, so the key is being able to have a call that they can get out there, perform with right away. As you hear my compadre in the background blowing that bugle there, nothing like it. But I'm going to show you here on this 17, just by taking it and simply putting it to your lip like blowing out a candle. Okay. It's that simple to do. Very little air, and here's the result. and that's coming out of this little 17-inch, which, like I said, is a great pack bugle.
Right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Watley, sitting here with Weston Clark. We are in Sandy, Utah at the 2016 International Sportsman's Expo. Today is our last day here, and I wanted to get with Weston. It's been hard to get to his booth because it's been so crowded all during the show, but wanted to have him go through some of his calls. Go to dualgamecalls.com. That's D-U-E-L gamecalls.com for more information. All right, let's hear a few more.
Well, our next one on the lineup is our Widowmaker 1, okay? Again, dual chamber technology that we own the patents on and our competitors don't, which separates us from everybody else out there. Now you're talking about, well, why do I need another cow call? Well, if you don't have a dual, you don't have a call that's anatomically correct. So again, you take that 4.5, 5.5 year old bull out there, but 8.5 year old cow, she's been in the game. Can you imagine how many calls she's heard over the years?
Sure.
So happen to be anatomically accurate, that's a big thing. So I'm gonna show you, do a little comparison. We have two chambers in this call. I'm going to cover up one of the chambers, and I'm going to make it sound like every other call on the market out there, one chamber. Then I'm going to show you what dual chamber does by unplugging the chamber.
Okay.
Plug one of the chambers here. Now, dual chamber technology, throat and nasal. And I'm sure you can hear that through the radio.
Wow. Yeah. Big difference. Absolutely.
So that's the difference, and that's what sets us apart. So using that Widowmaker 1 for that dominant cow, but I like to be able to also give a selection. As all the avid callers out there, they carry an arsenal around their neck. So we have our Widowmaker too, which is more of an immature, adolescent, young cow, giving a little bit of softer sound like this. I like to call it my blonde and my brunette, okay?
Now, when you're instructing people on calling, probably a lot of us call too much, don't know when to call, what are just some, and that'd be a whole show to go through calling instructions, but what are just some tips on calling?
You know, I've been in this industry for a long time, okay? And I always give credit to those that have gone before us Wayne Carlton, a long, long time friend. Sure. Well, I kind of go the same way that Wayne does, and you probably can't call too much. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know a lot of people probably cringe out there, maybe even pull over to the side of the road to catch their breath. Right. But the thing about it is, let's say that you got a bull coming, he's on the back side of the ridge, you don't know he's there, and somebody's told you that maybe you call every 10 minutes or every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Imagine a meadow, 100-yard meadow. How quick a bull can walk from one side of that meadow to the other, okay? So maybe if you get up in an area and you got maybe a 40-yard meadow or a 50-yard meadow, just imagine from him crossing that meadow, that time that takes, well, that's how you set your call sequence, going, okay, if he's coming up from behind me, if I'm calling, it's a lot easier to call that bull in, Scott, than call him back, okay? And that's how you set up your sequences in your terrain and geography of where you're at, and then do your repetition of calls according to that time.
Right. Now, what if you get out and, there's just no talking whatsoever? Is that something you try to strike up some conversation for a little bit, or how do you do it when you get out and, there's just nothing going on?
Well, absolutely, because excitement creates excitement. Right. You know when there's an accident on the side of the road, and it's in the opposite lane, well, people are stopping to take a look, okay? Well, it's the same thing in the animal kingdom. Create a little bit of excitement, create a little bit of what's going on. They may not be responding back, but their curiosity, they're gonna come in. So create your own excitement out there, maybe doing a couple excited cows, maybe doing a young bull. And here's the other thing, to break that old paradigm that, I don't bugle much anymore. Well, the reason we don't, because we haven't been calling anatomically accurate. We've been calling out of that one tube. Coming back to that again, when you call out of two tubes, there's that separation of air, that tone that they hear that we don't hear, kind of like a dog whistle, Scott.
Right.
Okay. Well, when you are calling out there with that dual tube, you're speaking their language, so to speak. Okay. You are calling anatomically correct. So you're going to get a greater response of that bull coming in and checking you out than you would if you just had a single tube call. So being able to create excitement with the dual chamber, having a bull, having a cow, but do bugle. Don't leave the bugle out.
Once again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We are coming to you live from the 2016 International Sportsman's Expo. We are at the Dual Game Calls booth. Weston Clark is our guest. Check out dualgamecalls.com. Again, just listening to these demonstrations, I promise you, folks, these are different. These are the real deal. And you can go on and see all the different calls that they offer. And then you get into some predator calls.
Predator, fastest growing part of our industry with the most novice callers. I'm from Riverton, Wyoming. I didn't grow up calling predators, but it is a huge part of our industry that people are just now getting into it. Mm-hmm. So we came out with an enclosed reed line where it makes it easy for anybody that's not that avid caller to 2 to 3 tries, they have it down. Again, with that dual chamber technology.
Right. Do you have any of those you can let us hear?
Let me call over my compadre Matt Askew here, and I'm gonna have him do a howler. Talking about the predator here, he's helped us design a lot of our predator calls, and has won many, many competitions here. And I'll let Matt give you a little howl here.
All right, Matt, let's hear it.
All right, guys, here we go.
That's pretty awesome. Absolutely. So to really just stay on top of technology, I'm sure it's just a constant thing where you guys are always trying to just come up with newest, latest, greatest things. But man, this double reed like you're talking about sounds like the real
real deal.
Well, absolutely. Having that double chamber, you know, and the thing about it is, Scott, you know, even if the technology wasn't true, and it is, can you imagine just having a new sound in the woods for the next 4 to 5 years?
Sure.
You know, but it is true. When you take and you chronograph this, you can see two different tones. When an elk talks, coyote talks, deer talk, and we talk, there are two different tones. You take a monotone call, a single chamber call, you get one tone.
Right.
You know, they live 365 days a year, 24/7, high alert, you know, because their life depends on it. We really, really have to be anatomically correct to be able to get a greater success.
Right.
Well, man, I appreciate you taking time and being on the show with us today. We'll look forward to catching up with you in Denver sometime.
We appreciate what you do, Scott, and love the show, and thanks for having us on.
And once again, that interview is with Weston Clark from Dual Game Calls. We were live at the International Sportsman's Expo last week in Sandy, Utah. And we want to thank Weston for being on the show with us. Also, we want to thank our guests from Yes Bay and Patty Paddock from the Outdoors Manatic. And we want to thank you for joining us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Hope everyone has a great, great weekend.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.